Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic, back with another dose of calm, control, and courage to get you through your day. Now, I know what you're thinking, Dylan, isn't it great to have dreams, goals, ambitions for the future? Absolutely. But sometimes, those big plans can overshadow the present moment, leaving us stuck in a whirlwind of what-ifs and I-should-haves. Ever felt like you were living on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're so focused on where you want to be that you miss out on the beauty of right now? That's where we're diving in today, embracing the present moment and letting go of regret. Because trust me, the past is already written, and dwelling on it won't change a single thing. So, how do we actually do this? How do we stop that inner voice from constantly replaying past mistakes and missed opportunities? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of living in the present. 1. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness like training your brain to be more aware. It's about paying attention to what's happening right now, your senses, your thoughts, your feelings, without judgment. When those what-ifs creep in, gently acknowledge them, then redirect your focus back to your breath, a simple object around you, or even the feeling of your feet on the ground. It might seem small, but it makes a huge difference. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts have power. They can either lift us up or drag us down. When you catch yourself spiraling into regret, try reframing those negative thoughts. Instead of saying I should have studied harder, tell yourself I learned from that experience and I'm using it to make better choices now. It's about shifting your perspective from blame to growth. 3. Gratitude is key. Seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can be a game changer. Think about 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a sunny day to a supportive friend, and really feel the gratitude. This simple practice can shift your focus from what's missing to what you already have, making even the ordinary moments feel more meaningful. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over past blunders, view them as learning opportunities. Learn from them, grow from them, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. 5. Live in alignment with your values. Think about what truly matters to you, your passions, your relationships, your beliefs. Then, make choices that align with those values. When you live authentically, regret becomes less of a burden because you're actively pursuing a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a party, feeling a little out of place. You start replaying past conversations in your head, that awkward moment with the boss, that embarrassing slip up during a presentation. But then you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you're here to connect with people and have fun, and you shift your focus to the person standing next to you. You ask them about their day, genuinely listen to their response, and find common ground. You realize that dwelling on the past wasn't serving you at all. Being present in this moment allowed you to build a connection and create a positive experience. That's the power of living in the now. So remember, letting go of regret isn't about forgetting the past or pretending it didn't happen. It's about choosing to focus your energy on what truly matters, creating a meaningful present and building a brighter future. You have the power to choose how you react to life's ups and downs, so step into this moment with courage, clarity, and an open heart. Let me know in the comments how you're working on embracing the present moment. Share your strategies for letting go of regret and staying grounded in the here and now. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. You're awesome for tuning in, and I can't wait to connect with you again tomorrow for another dose of calm, control, and courage. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.